Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2175, recorded on a very warm Thursday, 16th of June 2022. Your readers today on part one are myself, Ruth Murray.
And me, Paul Henderson. A very warm welcome to you, and especially to our new listener, Mrs. Christine Clark from Downham Market. Great to have you on board. A big thank you this week to Mrs. Bloomfield for the stamps and Mrs. Bob's Beer for the stamps and also your generous donation. We really do appreciate it. And we really do love to hear from you, so please get in touch. Praise, criticism, ideas, suggestions. You tell us what you love and what you'd like to hear more of. You can call us at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365, with your views, news and comments. Before we tell you what's coming up in this first half of Chatterbox, here's Sarah Lusher to whet your appetite with a little tease of what's in this month's Norfolk Magazine.
Hello everyone. The June 2022 issue of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine is all ready for you. We will be hearing from a singing star making a musical tribute, how a Galston man became the Queen's pageant master, Norfolk's Royal Horse Trainer, and the Royal Norfolk Show is back. With all our regular features and contributors, the Mardler, Norfolk Wildlife Trust, Past Lives and Talk of the County, there's lots to hear about, so do keep listening after the news.
This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, three letters, information desk and two features. Our first batch of stories includes news of a train strike. It is the summer after all. Some good news from the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, a rogue trader scam, and if you fancy earning £130,000 a year, with news about the hunt for a new Norfolk fire chief. Paul starts us off with that good news about the hospital.
Leaders at the largest hospital in Norfolk are confident its lists of patients waiting for more than 2 years for treatment will be cleared by the end of the month. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been working through a backlog of thousands of patients awaiting various treatments. At the beginning of October, almost 8,000 people had been waiting for more than 104 weeks for procedures such as hip replacements, cataract surgery, and hysterectomies. The figure is now down to 392, and Chris Cobb, the hospital's chief operating officer, said he was confident the backlog would be gone entirely by the end of June. However, he told a meeting of the hospital board of directors that the focus on clearing the 104-week waiting list had seen knock-on effects on those who have been waiting shorter time periods. "We are now in a good position and everyone has a solution to be seen," he said. Part of the efforts to clear the backlog have seen patients taken for treatment at hospitals further afield, including Grantham, Luton and Dunstable, and Stevenage. The hospital currently has more than 23,000 patients who are at risk of not completing their treatment within 18 months.
No passenger trains are expected to run in East Anglia away from the main lines to London during 3 days of strike action by the Rail, Maritime and Transport Union. The RMT has called one-day strikes for Tuesday the 21st, Thursday the 23rd and Saturday the 25th of June as part of a dispute it has with train operators across the country and Network Rail over pay and job security. Great Anglia, along with all the other train operators in the country, is expected to announce details of its services on strike days, but it has already warned that train travel will be extremely difficult or impossible on strike days. On those days, the only services running will be an intercity service between Norwich, Ipswich, Colchester and London, and a stopping service between Colchester and London. and these services will be seriously reduced. There will be nothing like a regular timetable operating, and services will only operate between 7:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. There will be no early morning trains or evening trains. There will also be a reduced service between London and Stansted Airport and Cambridge, but again, trains will only operate during the day.
Rogue traders in Norfolk demanded more than £500 for their pressure washing services as part of a cold calling scam. Three men are reportedly offering to pressure wash drives, quoting £140 for the work before, then demanding a much higher payment. They are thought to be operating in the Heatherset area using a white Ford Transit van with red and black sign writing. Norfolk Police and Norfolk County Council trading standards have urged people to watch out for falling prey to these scammers. In one incident, a person was cold-called at their property by the three men who offered to pressure wash and seal their driveway. Initially, they agreed to the work with the cold caller, who quoted the job at £140. But after completing a small amount of work, one of the males then stated that the job was going to cost more. And the price carried on increasing as the work continued, eventually demanding more than £500. Anyone citing these cold callers in Norfolk or concerned about rogue trader activity can contact the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 0808 223 1133 or Norfolk Constabulary via 101. If you feel intimidated or cite a cold caller and are concerned for vulnerable neighbours, call 999.
The hunt is on for a new £130,000 Norfolk fire chief, who will be the country's sixth in a decade. And the person who fills the role overseeing Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service will be offered 45 days holiday a year, including bank holidays. The role has been filled on an interim basis by Tim Edwards since February this year, but he is retiring from the service he joined at the age of 16. Mr. Edwards tweeted, "After an excellent 34 years, it is time to hang up my boots and move on to the next chapter." Norfolk County Council is advertising for a permanent chief fire officer who would be its sixth since 2010. The wage for the post is from £115,173 to £133,521 per year and would come with 45 days holiday, including bank holidays. Council bosses said that amount of holiday is in line with conditions for fire chiefs, but is more than other chief officers at the council. And the chief fire officer is expected to work the hours necessary to deliver the service, including out-of-hours activity.
Bosses at a city food and energy bank have said the cost of living crisis could become unmanageable for many families later this year. Hannah Worsley, Norwich Food Bank's project manager, said there has been a noticeable increase in demand for the team's energy bank. This service helps people with a one-off payment towards gas and electricity in conjunction with a food bank voucher. And Mrs. Worsley is concerned this demand is only going to increase as the year goes on and the weather turns colder. She said, "People are struggling now. When the weather is colder and prices are increased again, this is going to be really unmanageable for households already finding daily bills difficult to pay." Food banks across the city are seeing increased demand, with the Phoenix Hub in Marcross seeing an additional 5 to 10 households requesting emergency food supplies from the centre each week. Norwich Food Bank is currently most in need of donations of long life fruit juice, tinned fruit and sponge puddings. The food bank is well stocked with baked beans, cereal, pasta and soup. Details of how to donate to Norwich Food Bank can be found at www.norwichfoodbank.co.uk.